Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you're really tall. There we go. Okay. Ladies,
I bought a nice shirt. I bought a collared shirt for the...
Did you shave, too?
I shaved, too.
Do you have a traffic ticket or something right now?
Because last week's show was a disaster. Was that the one with... No.
That was maybe...
Was that the one with... No.
Yeah. Tune in, folks, to see the disaster.
It'll be known as the Whiskey Show. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, yes, here on the Off the Debater Show, show number 919, a very special guest who I'm not sure what we're going to ask her, because I'm not sure we can ask her anything, but we're going to give it a try. You try, you poked and prod and pushed.
I didn't get anywhere.
But she has...
Hold on, watch out. Those are NFL rules right there. Yeah, we can't show that. No. That was like the gameplay for the Niners right there.
She has notes, ladies and gentlemen. Saida Kobayashi, did I pronounce that correctly?
Pretty close.
Okay, what did I do wrong?
Kobayashi.
G silent? Kobayashi.
Is that Italian?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is.
Whereabouts in Italy are you? You're...
It's my married name. I'm not Italian.
Oh, you're not Italian? Where are you from?
I'm Jewish. Last night.
I didn't ask you what religion you are.
I know, but well.
You must have really liked him.
That's my heritage. So.
Are we saying where you're from, like country-wise? Like England or?
Yeah. I mean, my ancestors are from Eastern Europe.
Oh, they are? Lithuania?
Poland, Russia.
We could be related. How would that be?
What are you?
I'm Lithuanian.
I just found that out right now.
Escaped the Germans. Gone. Lithuanian.
Huh. No wonder you're so good at soccer.
My aunt, who's no longer here, she had the mark on here from the Jewish, from the concentration camps.
Wow.
And she escaped.
I did not know that about you.
That's for another show. We don't want to go down that route because it's not.
It's about the judge tonight.
It's about the judge tonight.
That we can't talk about judge stuff.
Who's judging?
It's great. So what these guys are referring to is that I cannot talk about any specific cases.
You cannot talk about any case. In fact, the thing, truth of the matter is, we don't know of any cases that you have anyway.
I have no idea what you are trying right now at all. Yeah, so that's perfect.
Mr. Smith, they're getting divorced. We don't know nothing.
Well, I do have one case I want to talk about. Actually.
Okay.
You do?
Yeah. You want to go right into it?
Sure.
Are we going to get... Are we okay with that?
Well, you'll understand why in a minute.
All right.
High school mock trial.
Oh, high school mock trial.
The high school mock trial competition in this county just concluded a few weeks ago, and I became presiding judge this year, and so one of the things that I got to do as presiding judge was preside over the finals of the competition. So high school mock trial, if you guys don't know about it, it's incredible. All the high schools in the county have teams, volunteer attorneys are putting in hours and hours to teach them about the law. They are spending months and months preparing this case, and they put just tons into it, and they compete in the actual courtroom.
How many kids?
The teams have about 12 per side for prosecution and defense each night, so they have to have a pretty good number of students.
Do you sit back and go, this guy, she's going to be a star.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
No, these students are incredible. They're absolutely incredible. They've put in tons of work.
Yeah.
And they do these trials in a real courtroom in front of real judges. So we all preside over these competitions for weeks, and then I got to do the finals this year.
Can we do that?
But do we have a winner?
Well, so this is the story.
Oh, okay.
This is the story. So I'm presiding, and these kids are so good. And I'm looking at the scores that we have attorneys who score it. I don't score it, I just preside. And these kids are objection, hearsay, may I respond? That's not offered for the truth. I mean, these kids know the law better than some real attorneys. They're so, so, so good. And I'm thinking, man, if I was a scoring attorney, I'd be giving them all nines and tens. Like, this is gonna be so incredibly close.
Right.
And I look down to the rules of what happens, like, if it's an actual tie. Sure enough.
You have to decide?
I have to decide.
Whoa.
And these are kids who've put, like I said, just hours and hours and months into it. So, sure enough, you know, the end of it comes, everybody's clapping, it's wonderful, and the scores come out.
This is done at the courthouse downtown.
At the courthouse,
okay.
At night, late at night, it ends in a tie. 641 to 641.
Wow.
And, oh my God, talk about a difficult decision. And of course, I make difficult decisions every single day. But
yeah, but
that
involves kids.
Kids! Breaking the hearts of kids!
Yeah, who work so hard.
So, I mean, I did
my
job.
Could you just call it a day and say it was a tie?
I wish
I could. Did anybody cry?
I think there were tears. But this is the best part. They ended up both getting to go to the state championships.
Wow.
Oh, wow, was, okay.
Yeah,
so everyone has a happy
ending. Yes, even though I had to declare one the winner at the time, it ended up there was an extra spot at states, and they both got to go. So Santa Cruz County is going to be super well represented at the high school mock trial.
Well, congratulations.
Yes. I do. Yes. And I love that there's these young, enthusiastic future lawyers that are good.
Oh,
you know, because we only hear kind of about bad lawyers, not good lawyers, kind of in our lives. And that's awesome to hear that these young folks.
So that's the one case I can talk about.
Have you ever seen Neil in court?
No, she didn't see me in court.
I don't think so. She didn't
see me in court.
You know, I do want to
I was in jury duty.
Okay, all right.
Like last year.
That's what I was going to say, and I wanted to make a plug for that here.
I went down to my service. I was sat in a room, 50 people sat in a room off the one of those trailers. We got caught into the other thing, and I get picked.
You were sitting in the audience, and they called your name, and you went out.
The judge was from out of town. He went out. He was a guest.
Visiting judge.
And he's like, then he asked me a couple of times, you know, do you have anything to say? Blah, 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 blah. I had nothing to say. But then lunchtime came. It was an hour and a half
free lunch.
Hour and a half lunch. I go, what are we doing for an hour and a half lunch? Can we get lunch? Subway, 50 minutes. Let's go get it done, right? Hour and a half. Well, the guy who was the defendant was walking back and front of my car the whole time I was at lunch, right? I go, I know this guy.
Oh, see you later.
So
he didn't do it.
Come back from lunch. Mm-hmm. Anybody here, the judge, nice man. I mean, anybody have an objection? I do. So we had to collaborate in the middle of the room, and they turned some kind of noise machine on, right? So you couldn't hear anything. And here's all the district attorneys, the defendant, and me. And I go, the judge goes, well, what's your problem, Mr. Probert, or something like that, right? I go, I know him. I go, sir, he's a slime bucket.
That's what you slime bucket?
He was on a soccer team I played for, and he was always fiddling with all the girls in my soccer team.
Oh, man.
And I go,
Judge, can we talk about this? Is this off the record right now?
I wanted to make a plug for people to come and do their
training. No, I mean,
and
thought,
now you're just going to scare them away.
No, I just knew the guy, and I go, and the judge said,
I'll see
you in 2 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've sat there and was not called. I was excused, you know, and so I do think that it's a good thing for people to do.
And if I was asked to go down again today, I'd go down and do it. Do the same thing. It wasn't that. It was you doing. You felt like you're doing civic duty. So if you have a chance to do it, you know, don't try and escape it. Just do it.
As I tell my jurors, it's one of the more important and interesting things you'll do in your lifetime. I mean, it truly is. Mm-hmm. When we get a jury, you know, they dig in and roll up their sleeves and work, and they have to figure out what the facts are of the case and apply the law as I instructed to them, and it's a really incredible experience. I know it's, you know, inconvenient for people, but it absolutely is a civic duty, and you know, it's a right that's guaranteed by our Constitution. So if people don't come and do it, you know, you're
can you volunteer to do it? Can you be like, can you show up and be like, high five, I want to do it?
So I'm glad you asked. That was another point I wanted to make. We can't just volunteer for regular jury duty, but we have something called the civil grand jury, and you can volunteer for that. The civil grand jury is a body of 30 citizens who come in for a year, and it's basically a part-time job, but they get together and they investigate any government agency that they want to, and it's all totally confidential. And at the end of their term, they issue a number of reports on whatever agencies they've investigated and look into. They look at things like a fire district, or they have an obligation to look at the jail every year. They look at voter initiatives and whether the will of the voters was carried out, things like that. They look at our fire prevention efforts and all sorts of things. So if you're really wanting to do some civic duty, come down in, apply for your civil grand jury. I think applications are open now.
Okay.
The term is July through July, and you can go online, you can read all the past.
Is there a background check for that?
Grand jury reports.
Oh, yeah, but you out of it.
No, I'm just asking, because I mean, some unruly people could maybe be in there thinking unruly things.
There's a process for selection.
Okay, gotcha. I like that. Okay.
Yeah, process for selection.
Yeah, you can't just go in there and mess it up.
You left college, right? Which college did you go to? Did you attend?
UC Santa Cruz.
UC Santa Cruz. And did you want to be an attorney? You became an attorney?
Yeah.
Right? And then when did you decide that you want to become a judge?
So I worked for many years at the Court of Appeal in San Jose for the first woman to be a justice on the Court of Appeals there. And she was she was amazing.
Amazing.
And she was just an incredibly inspiring person. And as I worked for her for years and reviewed the decisions by trial court judges, it just became something I wanted to do to be a judge myself.
What does the process become from becoming an attorney? What's the process to become a judge?
You have to have been an attorney for at least 10 years.
Okay.
And then you either get appointed by the governor or you get elected, as I was.
You're elected.
Right.
And can you choose that you want to stay in Santa Cruz? Or like the CHP officers, where they get stuck in 6 months, they got to go ride bikes in Oakland or whatever. Were you able to come?
It's a specific to this county.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're here until how long?
We actually have 6-year terms. Mm-hmm. Even if you get appointed, you are filling a term, and every 6 years you have to get back on the ballot, or if nobody runs against you, you don't get back on the ballot. You pay your fees and do all that. But we, this year, myself and 3 other people were at the end of our term. So if anybody had run against us, we would have appeared on the ballot. That was just last week.
You're off and running for another 6 years?
Got another 6 years.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
How do you feel about that?
I'm very excited.
When do you get a chance to surf?
Are you the only surfing judge?
She's a surfing judge.
Currently in Santa Cruz?
You're the only surfing judge in Santa Cruz.
Hang on a second. I saw, Renee Schlepper from Twin Lakes Church?
Oh, yeah.
You know, Pastor Renee? So Pastor goes, who's your guest? And I go, right? I go, Superior Court, a surfing Superior Court judge. He barrels out laughing. He goes, only in Santa Cruz.
I'm pretty sure there are other surfing judges throughout the state. Mm-hmm.
Can we have a surfing
judge contest?
Or maybe a surfing day where we take the judges out and put them in wetsuits and we like have them an ocean day. Would they do that?
Of them actually went out on the ocean fishing. We have one of our judges is a very, very avid sports fisherman, and he took about 5 or 6 other judges out, so they've been on the ocean.
Wow, okay. Maybe we should organize a fishing trip before I sell my boat. I have a beautiful fishing boat.
Off the record, we won't do that. So, you surf on weekends only?
Or early in the morning.
Early in the morning?
Yeah.
Have you ever burned Hillary Bryant surfing? Let me ask you that question.
That's a great question.
Have you burned Hillary?
I do not believe so. I would hope not. I don't try not to burn anybody, but certainly not Hillary.
She knows she's watching too.
She is watching for sure.
Hillary is an awesome water woman. She's
the flame hog.
Neil, have you ever been burned by Hillary?
So many. She's a way hog. First of all, she won't let me surf over there. I need a passport to go from the east side to the west side.
You do, yeah, not actually. Loud. No, you're kicked out.
No. And she's a way. God bless her. Love her to death. Mm. Wave hog.
I love surfing with Hillary. Any of the women out there, I love surfing with. And guys too.
You know what, though? Right now, as you know, there is a boom in girls in surfing right now. And it is so awesome.
That Women in Waves surf contest was packed.
It grows all the time.
Another thing I wanted to talk about. I got to be an actual surf contest judge. It was like fulfilling my absolute dream.
Hold it.
To combine my two passions.
That's the legit judge right there. How'd you do?
Did you have to bring
what?
How'd you do? You bring the cape?
Did you bring the gavel?
Is that a cape? What is that you wear?
Hang on, hold it.
Number 1.
Is this show going out the window?
It's a robe.
It should be a cape. You're the fifth woman in history in Santa Cruz to be a judge, right? Is that true?
The fifth? I believe sixth or seventh.
Okay, you need a cape for sure.
You get asked back as a judge. I'm going to get you the white wig that they're wearing.
I have one of those. Rochelle Narayan gave me one, and I wear it every Halloween.
Is that your costume? That's amazing.
But I'm glad you brought up the gavel, because it brings up 2 other things I want to talk about that are in my notes.
We might not be able to talk about this. We have rules.
So
yeah, you can talk about that.
Another really cool program that we do. I talked about the high school mock trial kids. We also do a program called Cookie Court. Cookie Court is with fifth graders.
Oh.
And the fifth graders come into the real courtroom and they act out a scripted mock trial. They have a judge. They have a DA. They have a defense attorney. Witnesses, jurors, Everything.
Are these kids from all over the county?
All over the county, okay. All schools. Again, we have, I mean, our legal community is incredible because we have volunteer attorneys coaching the high school mock trial, scoring the high school mock trial, and then going into elementary schools and teaching fifth graders about the law and bringing them into the courtroom and doing a mock trial with them. It's really cool. We've been having them, this is the time of year we have them, and we had one last week. So the fifth graders, the first thing they ask about is the gavel. Hmm. So I have to tell them, we don't have gavels.
You
blows your mind, right?
You don't have a
gavel?
We don't have gavels. I mean, we have decorative ones mm-hmm. sometimes. We don't use gavels in the courtroom.
Court is adjourned.
It's all your voice.
The kids were absolutely so disappointed.
Really?
So fifth graders thought there was gavels. It's so ingrained in us.
Mm-hmm. You're under contempt of court.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I just think I've seen videos of defendants lunging at you. I'd want a gavel and be like,
the gavel best,
back up, sucker.
The best cop show movie you like to watch is?
You mean Judge?
Yeah, the residing judge.
My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
that's a great show.
That's a great show.
Judge Judy? You ever watch Judge Judy?
I don't watch
Judy. My Cousin Vinny was the best.
Well, Cousin Vinny's a great one. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
That's the best courtroom movie.
Is that? Yeah.
Do you ever watch court TV or any of that type of stuff?
No.
Do you like,
no.
Or any of the trials that are on TV?
This is what I tell my kids.
The
Utes?
The
Utes.
Good thing.
He's still on My Cousin Vinny. So my daughter, she brings me some TikTok one day. She goes, look at this judge. You know, this is so funny. Look at this thing. And I go, watch it. I'm like, what happens in my actual courtroom is 1,000 times more entertaining than this thing that you think is so funny.
Really?
So
wow.
Every day in court is super interesting. I don't need to watch any court TV.
Read up.
There you go.
Oh, okay, we're at.
Was it working?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're totally right. But still, the kids that are fifth grade, they have this intuition already. You recognize that they have like a legal brain at that age?
Oh, I'm not sure I'd go that far.
Okay, so the high schoolers are impressive.
That's what we're doing.
The fifth graders are a little
cute.
Loose.
The fifth graders are cute. They're adorable. Absolutely adorable. Yeah.
Okay, and you don't watch TV with law stuff.
No. Not really.
It's good because it's baloney? Is it?
It's usually pretty unrealistic.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's Hollywood.
No, it's made for TV. I was in a reality TV show. It's not even near being reality.
There you go.
What TV show were you in?
I was in a House Cat House Call on the Pet Channel. And, that's a true story. Yeah.
Oh, man.
House Cat House Call. It was this Australian actress, and they came to her house. They spent a fortune. And
how come I didn't know about that?
Oh, we also had cover of the Mercury and the Sentinel. Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
What was wrong with your cat?
They made it up. It's not real.
Your cat
wasn't
sick at all?
They were looking for somebody who owned a skateboard shop with cats. And they happened to call Santa Cruz Skateboards, and they're like, oh, we got the guy. He has two spotted cats. My wife's a cat, crazy cat lady. And so they made a problem that one of our cats didn't like the other cat. It was totally fake.
It didn't like humans.
At nighttime, they turned our house into daytime. You know, like it was, it made us look like my wife and my kids were on the couch. There was 30 people watching us. and we couldn't say bad cat because there was a cat food company that sponsored the show and there's no bad cats. And that's what I learned about fake TV.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So your deal, you are a reality every day.
Every day. Can I tell you one other thing?
Yes.
Besides the gavel that is something that will probably be a surprise to you and hopefully the viewers. Did you know that judges are on call?
Really?
For what?
So we, for a whole week at a time, we're on call. That means after we're done with our huge busy day from 8 to 5 in the courtroom, we're on call from 5 p.m. to 8 o'clock
for
the next
emergency
morning.
Cases?
Is that for a wedding or something? Emergency wedding?
Emergency wedding.
What do you think? So this is something I asked the kids. What do you think that we would be on call for?
I'm calling an emergency wedding.
No, so we get calls for emergency protective orders. So if someone has committed domestic violence and the victim wants a protective order right away.
I got one. Search warrant.
Search warrants, absolutely. We get search warrants. We often get blood draw warrants. So if someone's been arrested for DUI and they're not consenting to the breath or blood test, they call a judge to get a warrant to go in and bring them to the hospital and take their blood. We get calls for what's called bail jacks, bail increases. So if there's someone the police are bringing to jail and they're afraid that they pose a real serious danger if they bail out,
right?
I can imagine like getting a little intimate and all of a sudden, bzz, 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 and you're like, oh, not now.
Right? Judge?
We can get calls all night long.
All night long. But my wife would hate that. You're so brave. I hope you get paid a lot of money. I'm just saying, that's amazing.
Yeah, we're very busy. We work really, really, really hard. So, I mean, the notes I brought were about all my colleagues, too, because I didn't want to just talk about
you
me.
Neil, by the way, yeah. She either surfed today or she's blushing right now.
I didn't get to surf today. It was a little too dark this morning. So, can I talk about some of my colleagues?
Yes.
So, let me start with Judge Guy, because she's been... let me back up. Judge Volkman is about to retire. He's my predecessor as presiding judge. He's got a couple more weeks on the bench, and he is going to go off into the world of mediations and arbitrations and retire from a very illustrious career as judge. And
he's still in it, though.
He's still in it for a few more weeks. But he'll be leaving us, which gives us our first opening in a little while. And he's just someone that everybody looks up to. I mean, he's just like the judge's judge. We're going to really, really, really miss him. He's incredible.
Is he a phone a friend? Like,
I hope so. I'm going
to
need
you?
Him. I'm going to need him, yes, because I'm going to move into his assignment, doing the civil assignment soon. So I'm going to need him, yeah. Then I was talking about Judge Guy. So she's been our longest serving judge. She's been on the bench since 2006. She was the third woman ever on our bench. And she does so much. She teaches around the state. She teaches new judges. She teaches supervising judges. She's been in almost every assignment. She's done juvenile dependency, juvenile delinquency. She's currently one of our felony judges. She is like an incredibly hard worker and just absolute inspiration. She serves on other statewide committees for child welfare and things like that. She's a mentor judge to one of our newer judges. Going down in terms of our who's been there the longest, Judge Siegel is the next one. He's actually off on vacation right now, but he's just such an incredible resource for the rest of us. He's I think one of the oldest age-wise, and he's been on the bench so long and done criminal law for so long that he's just the person that we go to, to just get any kind of gut check on something. And he's just so kind. He comes in to everybody's office every morning, checks in with them, and just really wonderful, wonderful person.
Wow.
And then we have Judge Schmall, I believe, is the next in terms of seniority, and he'll be my partner when I move to the civil assignment. I've been in criminal.
Your partner? What do you need a partner for?
Yeah, so let me back up. And we have 12 judges, and we have two judges doing the civil trials and civil cases, two judges doing family law cases.
And civil is when you're suing
somebody else, right?
Exactly.
Somebody else for money or something like that, right? We have two juvenile judges. One does juvenile justice, which is like what we used to call juvenile delinquency. One does juvenile dependency, which is the child abuse and neglect cases. And then all the other judges are in criminal. We have three felony judges, two misdemeanor judges, and one judge who does a combination of felony and misdemeanor, but it's all domestic violence related cases. So. Yeah, so Judge Schmall does a bunch of stuff also with the California Judges Association, our statewide organization. He's on several committees. And like I said, he'll be my judicial partner when I move to civil. He was my first judicial partner when we were both in misdemeanors long ago. He was appointed in 2018, just before I was elected. We almost ran against each other, didn't quite, as he got appointed. And he is also on our appellate division, which is something that I really like, having been an appellate court attorney for so long. And so we actually hear appeals within our own court from our misdemeanor and traffic cases. So he does that with me and a couple other judges.
Many on the team? You've got a basketball
12,
team here?
We got together, right?
So how we many, have a couple basketball players, actually.
How many we have on the, how many have on the team?
There's 12.
12. And
is that enough? I mean, is it busier?
It's busy.
The busier than ever?
Right now, it's really busy. We have a lot of jury trials going out, and because we have so many new judges who I haven't even gotten to yet, when you become a new judge, you have to do a lot of training, and it's weeks long, and it's out of town in San Francisco or other places. So you have to go to a week of new judge orientation, 2 weeks of judicial college, and a week for whatever your assignment is to go to a primary.
The question I have for you is, I almost look at you as you're in the military, because am I not wrong that you are so intelligent and have so much experience, you can make a heck of a lot more money doing being a lawyer?
This is a public service.
Yeah.
We are all in it because it's a public service.
Is that what you want to do? You prefer that?
All of us are in it for that exact reason. It's an absolute public service.
So when you retire is when you make the big bucks?
Or before. If you were...
Before, during your first 10 years, sure. As you do
you
that.
You surf a lot, TC.
Well, Hillary. So here's the deal. When you surf and you're on call, how does that work?
Oh, yeah, you don't.
You don't?
No. You don't. No. There's a lot
so
of time.
So waterproof pager.
Yeah, I know.
Where do you guys go for the judges' Christmas party?
We haven't had one just for the judges. We have an all-staff holiday party, and the judges actually pay to take our entire court staff, which is like 120 people, out to lunch. We've done it at a couple different places.
Well, and just talking to you earlier, you said how sensitive the financials of your life are. Where you just can't be happy. There's no gifts. And,
we can't take
gifts.
Yeah,
there's no... you know, election donations that are crazy. It has to all be on the up and up.
Right. Well, when I ran for election, I could take donations. You can do that.
But it's all an open public knowledge.
Yeah. That's amazing. There's a lot of other ethical things that come into play, especially with the elections. Like, I can't endorse anybody else. They could all endorse me, but I can't endorse them.
In your life, have you ever heard of a story of a white envelope sliding across the desk?
A white envelope
full of cash.
It's
is that only in movies? That's only in movies. Yeah. Any other judge or nobody?
Laura Lee just fell over.
Okay. I mean, that's a crazy question. But, I mean, there's corruption in corruption.
We take our ethics so seriously. I mean, I can't even tell you. Every single day, we're in each other's offices talking about the ethics of this issue, that issue, you know, recusing from cases when we need to. We have to hear cases that we're not recused from. I mean, it's...
I vote for you for the Supreme Court right now.
Thank you.
I do.
See that movie, Judge Thurgood Marshall. I just watched a good movie on him. Thurgood Marshall was really good.
Can we talk about surfing?
Midtown Block Party.
About surfing,
Midtown Block Party last year. Hang on. Midtown Block Party last year.
Yeah.
There was a cop there, right? Just sitting there, just checking everything out. I went and talked to him for a little bit. And we ended up talking about homeless situation here in Santa Cruz. And he goes, Neil, if there was not a homeless situation here in Santa Cruz, we may arrest one or two people a month here in this town. It'd be like a sleepy village town. But sadly, because we have the homeless situation, that a lot of people get arrested, which are the same people over and over and over again. That's what they're fighting.
You're not going to get me a comment.
She can't talk about that. But I'll tell you one thing. Remember mugshots.com? I used to love that. I would literally check that before my Facebook, because all my friends or neighbors or something, I've lived here a long time. But you'd see people who have like 50 mugshots. And I've said this, I'm gonna be the judge for a second. I've always said that I think your life should be based on how many mugshots you get. Not how you get off or how much money you have. As you collect mugshots, then you get in trouble. Judge, we will talk about surfing next.
All right. Well, I want to finish a couple of, just brag about a couple more of my comments.
Hang on.
I didn't get through them.
Sorry. Apologize for that.
Yep. So, after me, the next judge, I think, on our bench was Judge De La Pena. And she is one of those people who, again, has the most incredible, gut as far as what's fair and what's right.
These are all in Santa Cruz County.
This is all Santa Cruz County. Yeah. Okay. She is like my go-to person whenever I have a question about anything. She's also on our appellate division. She's in charge of our judicial mentorship committee at our court. We're trying to get a diverse pool of people to become judges and to think about, moving towards that in their career. So she's in charge of that, and she is our current supervisor of all the criminal
judges.
She's
a salesperson. She's doing sales. She's selling judgeships.
No. She's just trying to, make sure that people who are smart and are qualified know that, there's a way to make it to the bench.
Okay.
I love that, though.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's like a recruiter, too, in a way.
Yeah, she's there. So. Exactly.
Recruiter was the word looking for.
Yeah. Oh, and I skipped Judge Connolly. She's actually one of our other longest-serving judges. She's in the family law division right now, and she's just begun to be able to teach new judges statewide. She's super excited about that. And you may not know this, but we actually have a courthouse down in Watsonville.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, yeah.
And she's our supervising judge of that whole courthouse.
Do you have to be bilingual?
Of course.
To work here?
We have to speak English in court, but we have a lot of court interpreters. We have Spanish, and then if we need for other languages, we make sure that we either have a live or at least on Zoom or something, an interpreter for everybody's language needs.
We have a question from Gina. She said, what inspired the judge to practice law and what inspires her to show up every day?
That's a big question. Mm-hmm. I got inspired to practice law back when I was in college, and I wanted to do environmental law. Didn't end up really doing much in my career, but that's what sent me to law school initially. And it was partly because when I was in law school and I did an internship with the California Supreme Court that I realized how much I really love working in the court and doing the public service of working inside the court. And as far as every day, I mean, part of it is just how incredibly important it is. And like I said, it's such a public service and somebody has to make these hard decisions. And they're not always easy decisions. They're not always popular decisions. But
how do you make those decisions? Do you sit in a corner by yourself or take a walk around the block? Or what's your method of taking care of the difficult decisions?
I mean, it depends. A lot of it's legal research. We have to follow the law. So yeah. If there's, you know, some law that's exactly on point, then we have to figure out what it is and make the decision that's in conformance with the law. And, you know, but yeah, a lot of thinking.
Have you ever disagreed with the law? Like, that's not a good law. If you ever disagree with what's written, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not going to answer that question.
Come on, dude. I knew that.
I'm not Dan Rather, man. I'm not Dan Rather. I'm just pushing and prodding a little bit.
You're funny.
I got your support and uphold the law.
Okay. Is there anybody else that you want to mention?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, our newest judges. So in just a little over about last year and a half, we've had 4 new judges, which is 1/3 of our bench. Which is a really big, big, big change. So we'll start with Judge Scheinbaum, who's our sports fisherman that I was talking about earlier. And he's done family law in Watsonville as well. And he's also on our appellate division, and he's on our technology committee. So he's working super hard. Then we had, after him, was Judge Hansen. She is in a misdemeanor assignment. She had a special assignment on our appellate division also. She's our supervising judge for that civil grand jury that I was telling everybody to come down and apply for. Mm-hmm. Then after her, we got Judge Sayar, who's going to be moving to the domestic violence assignment in a week or two. And she is the judge who's currently in charge of our prevention of bias committee, which is a committee I started a couple years ago to make sure that everything happening in our whole legal community, but specifically in our court, that we have a lot of education around different types of bias. So we've put on programs for our court community, and now she's in charge of the committee that does that. And then our brand newest judge is Judge Ziegenhorn, Erica Ziegenhorn. She was a DA, and she's now our juvenile dependency judge. She's also in Watsonville. So I think I've covered everybody now. Let me check my notes.
Three of the 12 are women right now? Is that right?
There's more than that.
Is that it? Four?
Oh, I missed one. Uh-oh. There are 7 women judges now. We
actually have holy mackerel, girls club.
A majority of women. Yep. I mean, but you can see where it wasn't that way just a year ago.
Well,
because we got 3 women appointed in the last year.
You're the 6th, you said, maybe? Or
6th or 7th.
So this all happened pretty recently.
Pretty recently. Yep.
What a great shift for America.
Yeah, it's very cool.
That is so
cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
So the last judge I want to mention is Judge Van Leeuwen. As I said earlier, I'm the presiding judge. He's my assistant presiding judge, so he's my real partner in terms of court administration. He's the basketball player. Mm-hmm. He's also in the juvenile justice assignment. That's the juvenile delinquency. He does a million other things, too. He takes on any assignment that
any of the judges have got a lot of balls in the air.
A lot,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he does a lot. He's also the presiding judge of the whole juvenile division. So, yeah, so we all do a ton of things. We have to be flexible because we're kind of a small court and cover for each other as much as we can.
Some of these cases take a long time, too. I mean, should I say that we're blessed we haven't had, like, some giant case lately? Has there been, like, a giant case?
There probably has been a giant case.
No, but, I mean, it seems like there's no, like, craziness going on. There's a lot of the same stuff.
You know, I tell people a lot that it's the cases you don't hear about sometimes that are actually really, really serious and impactful, but just because the media doesn't cover it doesn't mean they're not there. So
yeah.
I'll just leave it at that.
That's an interesting point, because as a citizen of Santa Cruz, recently our local police departments are getting more on social media. And it's more to pat themselves on the back. But we really don't have much of an avenue to see what's really going on.
Come down to court. It's a public, open courtroom. Anybody can come in.
Because I saw, like, sometimes on the big cases, there's, like, raffles and stuff to get in there.
No.
First in line.
We don't have raffles.
We don't
shut anybody out. In fact, I mean,
but they don't have newspapers anymore. The newspapers are almost dead, right?
You can send them every day. It's $2. I get it.
There's papers.
Yeah. But, I mean, the one time I had an overflow courtroom, I have to say, our court staff came together and in about 3 minutes flat, opened up a second courtroom and streamed the proceedings remotely into the other courtroom. So we will make room if you want to come down.
I went down, I was curious, and I went and watched, and a friend of mine is a sheriff. He was like the court
bailiff.
He fell asleep. I swear it's a true story, Judge. I looked over and I was like, oh my God, he's sound asleep right now. It was a very mellow day. Nobody jumped the bench.
I don't believe you. Our bailiffs are awesome.
See that?
But you know what? There was a bailiff at the time that rode a skateboard, and that's all I'll say. Dun, 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 dun.
Laura, are you coming on the show? Laura, are you coming on the show?
No.
She's so scared.
I think you should ask her about her dog and the Frisbee contest.
Okay.
Okay, hold everything.
Yeah, we can
hold
everything. Surfing hold everything. And dogs
her dog's
and
nuts.
Like that.
Right?
Pretty
her
much
dog's
through
nuts.
Most of
my... Her dog's nuts.
Her dog is nuts.
And your dog is from the same litter?
Yes.
And what kind of dog?
They're border collies.
Oh, they're crazy.
They're super smart.
They heard you?
They heard everything. I'm trying to actually train it to herd our new cat.
So that it'll keep the cat in the backyard.
Was that her idea that you should get this new dog? Or was it?
No, we got them separately.
Oh, you got them separately?
Yeah, and then someone...
They just had to be the same model.
I was telling somebody, oh, I've got this dog, and I was explaining, and they go, that sounds a lot like Laura Lee's dog. And then we were like, oh, our dogs, we found out they were...
Because I've always wanted to question Laura Lee, go, you know, she's kind of quiet, mellow, right, and peaceful, and right? And she's got a nutcase dog, right?
Just, I'm going to go get him.
But they get wild. They're wild young.
They're not really wild.
They're
really good dogs. I mean, she and I have both been taking our dogs to training every week for 3 years. I mean, the dogs are good dogs.
Can we talk about the rail trail at all?
No rail trail. They don't play dead, but my dog can actually go backwards upstairs.
Backwards upstairs?
That's amazing.
Very cool.
Because you took the dog on a surfboard, you get another dog going
surfboard. Oh, yeah. No, I've taken her out.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. I'm no Steve Trotter, but...
Oh, yes, he's so good.
He's awesome. No, yeah. She's no Rosie, I should say. My dog's no Rosie, but...
Oh, Rosie's viral now.
Rosie's amazing. Yeah. Amazing, yeah.
Hmm.
Goals.
So, can we get to your surfboard?
Yeah.
What's your go-to surfboard?
Okay, so... Yeah. So, I thought about this one, too, because I can't, like, endorse things, and so I'm not going to say, like, who my shapers are, but they are all local.
You can't say who your shapers are?
We can't really, like, endorse things as judge. I can't leave a Yelp review. Like, we have but really strict
ethics. But it's a local shaper. How old is
can you have a, how about this? Yeah. How about the initials?
How old? Oh, how old?
Is the person?
Your shaper. Yeah. How old
initials.
Is your
can we do initials?
No.
No.
But my summer board's 5'11", and my winter board's a 6'4".
Shortboarder.
Boom. Shakalaka.
Yeah.
You hear that? The judge is a surfer.
I'm asking you a question. Who do you think shapes the boards?
God.
I'm going. Here we go. I'm going right here, right? I'm going right off the bat. Ward Coffey.
That's what I was going to say. That was what I was going to say too.
Ward Coffey.
I was going to say for sure it's got to be a Ward Coffey. Okay, we don't have to say it's Ward. Congratulations, Ward. She's totally going to drop that traffic ticket.
We've got a couple different shapers in our quiver. Okay. Let's just say that.
Neil's blushing again.
All right, no.
Okay. You like surfing the lane.
Yeah.
And people like, when you get a paddle battle, they're like, oh, do they know you out there?
I hope not.
Yeah.
I mean, surfing is just my escape, and so I don't advertise what I do.
I gave Joe Clark a couple waves, you know, because, the surfing sheriff, current council member out there. I think Andy Daly does pretty good out there. People pretty much just like, ooh.
Yeah. Can we talk about Westcliff?
Sure.
Hey, Neil, didn't you just get a traffic ticket on your windshield the other day, too?
No, that was my... That was that Chris Anagawa, the CHP officer. You know, Chris? Gave me a damn... He does it every year. Finds my damn car and gives me a ticket. Happy birthday, Neil.
But imagine if the judge slides her business card on your windshield after you burned her out in the water, and there's, like, a judge business card on your car. You just get out of the water and be like, all right, I'm going to go serve...
What are we doing with Westcliff? What do you think is going to be the future of Westcliff, as far as...
Oh, I'm not going to get involved in that. No, okay. I thought you were going to talk about the rocks falling in at the lane.
Okay, the rocks falling in the lane. How do you feel? Is the rocks falling in the lane going to be... is it going to change your wave?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
It's kind of terrifying now.
I think they need to put a sign on it, like, keep back. Because when it falls, it literally could really hurt someone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've watched those videos of, of the chunks falling in. And
the current cracks are enormous.
Yeah.
It's big. Have you seen that, Neil? The current crack?
I've seen, Can't, you know, it's Mother Nature. Don't,
well, I, you know what? Honestly, I can just see some kids out there with a giant crowbar just being like, let's get this thing up. And the judge is seeing them.
I just don't think it's possible. But yeah, I mean, it just changed the whole thing. I mean, there's no more high tide, you know, bounce right off the cliff kind of thing. So,
yeah, it's really interesting.
That's what they say. The only thing that's constant is change. So, gotta live with it.
Yeah, you gotta live with it. Has this been one of the worst shows you've been on since you've become a judge? Would you recommend to your other partners to you guys should come on there? Or do you think we'll see any of these people on the show at some time in the near future?
Maybe.
Okay. We just need the recruiter on our side.
Well, right here.
Right
here.
Oh, my handler.
Well, after my question about the being on call.
You don't bribe her, you bribe her.
Yes, true.
No, you don't. You just give her socks.
I will like to say, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our town really needs you.
And thank you for your service.
And the fact that you're the surfing judge is just icing on the cake. But your job's not easy. I'm sure there's moments of torment and indecision, but you kick ass and are making our town better. So, and we need people in capes to make this town great.
With the gavel.
Yeah.
And the wig.
So, So thank you for that.
Oh, well, thank you for saying that.
Everybody is listening. Your shortboard's up. Did you say 5'6"?
It's a ward coffee.
5'11"? We don't know if it's a ward coffee. We'll talk to Ward tomorrow about this.
Yeah. And wasn't then he said a 6.
Yeah, just the other day.
And a 6'4" is your... 6'4".
6'4". 6'4"
is your step up. Okay. And do you have a longboard and their quiver?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, you have a summer half cruiser. Things, yeah. Right. Yeah. That's what the dog rides on.
Exactly. Well, the dog rides on her sup. Got a sup for the dog.
Dogs are taking over the lineup, Neil.
Thanks, George.
Thank you, guys.
Coming in the show.
It was fun. That was not what I expected. I should be all serious.
What were you expecting?
Talk.
Didn't she tell you it's a night?
Stuff?
Did she tell you? By the way, really quickly, can I just mention this? Tomorrow night, special off that radio show with Tracy Weiss from O'Neill Sea Odyssey Program and Dan Hafley.
Dan Hafley's awesome.
The environmentalist. We're going to talk about the mile buoy that they want to take out, which you have some ideas of.
I do. I can't wait. That's going to be a great show. I'm very familiar with the mile buoy. It's my friend. I'll miss it.
I'm checking the system. I'm trying to get all these people over here and come down.
You know why we should keep it? It should be a historical monument in the ocean. That's my opinion.
It's like the surfing statue.
It's the corner for the J race.
It's like the surfing statue.
It's the fishing marking point.
Hang on.
Anyone who paddles a kayak.
Hold it.
To save the mile buoy, the comments have to be in this week, don't they?
We think so. We're gonna work on that. We're gonna find out about that.
It's like the MDA, the thing with the fishing thing, and now we got the mile buoy, and we got all the
My theory is, let's just leave the mile buoy till it breaks and washes up the beach. And then we'll stick it in front of the museum.
Can you just leave us? Everyone just leave us alone.
Is that your political statement for the night?
Yeah, it is.
Just to be clear, I'm not joining in any of the...
You're not joining? No, we don't want you. This is not for you.
You have been so amazing at keeping your platform so sincere, honest, and unbiased tonight. So
I appreciate that.
That was the goal. Yes. That is, I think, any person with hope of judgment. And so keep the bar high. We like that.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the respect. Mm-hmm.
I think we worked nice.
Not that bad.
Okay.
We were well behaved. We were behaved.
I think your husband texted me already.
He did.
We'll see you tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, 6:30, right here, Sacramento. We'll talk about with Tracy Weiss from O'Neill Sea Odyssey and Mr. Dan Hafley, who's the environmentalist.
Mile buoy.
Mile buoy chat.
Good night, everybody.